All right, are we rolling? I think we are. Well, hello you all. As in all who are so gracious enough to waste your time with me in this pathetic excuse of what I consider to be a brand new podcast. Of course, I'm only kidding. Maybe. It depends on how my mood is, I suppose. Or maybe it depends on how many memes I can conjure up. Oh, don't listen to me. It could very well be in your head, as a figment of your imagination in all reality. The reality will be in your face. Splattered all over. Think about that. Reality splattered all over your face. Think about that. Oh my god, I sound like a tape recorder. I literally just repeated myself. Repeated myself. Repeated myself. Okay, I'm just joking. Anyways, I'll introduce myself then. My name is Remzian Riles, and welcome to the Remzian Riles podcast. This will be a weekly podcast where I talk about various topics, you know, regarding the world of anime, memes, fighting games, and other stuff that relates to nerdom that I like. You know, my interests and stuff like that. Because I'm so self-centered. I'll also add some life teachings every now and then to lift the spirits up, so to say. Now, I don't want to be all over the place when it comes to the content that I will be providing with this fairly new podcast, and I will try my best to stay organized. I will try, but I may or may not fail in the first few episodes. Please bear in mind, I am very new to this. Very, very new to this. Yeah, I will try. We'll all play it by ear. So let's get started, shall we? What can I do first? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm 42 years old. As you can tell, as you can also tell from the way I sound, I am obviously very British. Very beautifully British, so to say. Who am I kidding? I'm a middle-aged woman. But I'm British! So I guess that I get a pass for that. I love memes. I love playing fighting games. You know, Tekken, Smash Brothers, all that jazz. Love working out. Was married for 10 years or so to my lovely wife, Veronica, who owns her own pizza shop, and easily gets pissed off at whatever strange stuff I like doing to in your hair, which in turn, well, turns me on. Don't mean to be awkward, but I just had to say that. Anyways, despite me being born from the enigma that is the United Kingdom, I actually live in the United States, in the lovely state of Pennsylvania. Mayus is such a lovely town. Quiet, but lovely. Nothing really much goes on in the Mays, Pennsylvania. Nothing really much goes on, but it's quiet. I like quiet. I prefer that over Newark, New Jersey, but I'll get to that in a little bit. Oh, yes. Did I mention that I hate New Jersey with every fibre of my being? Well, yes, I just did. Not until now. Oh my god, I'm not making sense already. But in all seriousness, I actually loathe the state of New Jersey with every fibre of my being. For more reasons than one. But I'll save that for another episode. See, that, my hatred for New Jersey deserves an episode of its very own. Seriously. It's that profound. It is that profound. Oh my goodness. I tend to ramble from time to time, so hopefully you'll get used to it. Maybe, maybe not. It depends. I mean, I'm not you after all. But oh my god, I sound pretentious. Well, anyway, let's try not to get too off-topic. But anyway, so this is the first episode of the Remzian Riles podcast. First episode of this show, and I don't want to go too overboard with it, as I already said already. I'm already repeating myself. So yeah, well, now you know a little bit about me, let's talk about something that's a bit recent in times. World War III. Will it happen? Will it not? At this point, I've grown tired of the pointless political propaganda surrounding the whole ordeal with rising tensions between the US and Iran. It's not that I don't care about it. I'm just mentally bloody drained from it. You know what I actually can't get enough? How about, however? The memes surrounding World War III, and the memes, I tell you, are utterly glorious. They are glorious. Each one I've seen are glorious. More glorious than the last. Everything from Shrek to disabled people fighting in the war, to people pretending that they are disabled to get out of being drafted to the war. Oh, the gloriousness of it all. If you hear, I kind of have a bit of a sniffle. I was contemplating, you know, not recording this first episode when I'm having the sniffles, but I'd say, hey, you know, Yellow. I'd rather just do it and get it over with, you know, just to get the ball rolling. But oh my goodness. But yes, all the memes I've seen, glorious, glorious, glorious. Like Ricky Gervais' opening monologue at the Golden Globes. Oh, the savagery of that wonderful man, telling it like it is. You know, it's funny how, regardless of Ricky telling all the nominees to avoid making political speeches and just accept the awards, thank whoever you have to thank, and just piss off, most of them actually do the exact opposite of that, feeding into their massive egos even further. It's actually quite sad. It's funny yet sad at the same time. A little cringy when you really think about it. It's like eating a toast sandwich drenched in both mayonnaise and cranberry juice. It's like making a custom anime body pillow of your own grandmother. It's like Kim Kardashian when she lost her diamond earring in one of the episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I swear, she sounds obnoxious. She's all like, "Wah! Oh my god, I sound like Waluigi. "Wah! I lost my diamond earring. Wah! I lost it in the ocean. Wah! Oh my god, I sound like Waluigi. I sound like Waluigi. Oh my god." Oh yes, did I mention I can't stand Kim Kardashian? I think now that I've made it, I think I made it perfectly obvious. I don't like her. That woman, along with her family, they're all like a rich train wreck dumpster fire of which you've never seen before. That woman is, they're all pathetic. In my opinion, they are all pathetic. Now, if I were to choose to watch between Keeping Up the Kardashians or The Jersey Shore, well, the answer is quite obvious. I'd gladly watch neither. I hate both shows. I'd rather watch JoJo or Dragon Ball or Food Wars or any anime of that nature. Oh, in a bloody heartbeat. I'd rather wank off to a marshmallow than watch that putrid rich people fan fiction of a show. Seriously. Okay. Breathe in and breathe out. You know, it takes quite a lot for me to get triggered at anything. For a lot of people in this generation, they're very emotionally fragile. Like a snowflake, even. It's quite unfortunate. I'll give you an example. So yesterday afternoon, I had a hankering for a good black cup of Joe. You know, I like coffee, specifically black coffee. So I decided to go to the white woman's haven of such a drink, Starbucks. Yes. The stereotype regarding Starbucks is real. The stereotype is correct. Literally, about 85% of the people I've seen in any Starbucks I've gone to are white women. As in the obnoxious, ego-filled, nasally archetype of white women. "Oh my god, can I just have my coffee already? Oh my god, like Becky? What the F? Shut the front door. You made my coffee wrong. All I want is to be slightly hotter. Not slightly hotter than slightly hot. I want to speak to your manager now." You get the picture. Also, a lot of these women are ironically named Karen for whatever reason. Oh, how the stars align for those coincidences. But anyway, back to my story. So, I wanted to get my coffee. You know, I ordered a basic black grande coffee. Nothing special about it. No sugar or anything of that nature. All I cared about was the bloody caffeine. So, I'm waiting for my coffee. Next to me is this fairly attractive blonde woman in her early 20s, you know, wearing rather cute sports apparel, a pair of AirPods in both of her ears, you know, listening to, you guessed it, Drake. Despite my questioning for her taste in rap music, I shifted my gaze away from her to continue minding my own business. Unfortunately, that didn't last long. She suddenly yelled for her $6 venti-sized mocha cookie crumble. She was like, "Oh my god, how long is this coffee going to take? Don't make me come in there and ask for your manager! Wow! Don't make me kill you! I need my coffee now! I need it soon or my dream will collapse! It will collapse!" Now, as I was hearing this blabbering white woman screaming to the top of her lungs, going utterly mad right before my very eyes, I couldn't help but smirk uncontrollably. I couldn't help it. I tried my hardest to hold it in, but it wasn't working. I was failing. As she was howling to the poor baristas on how her dream will collapse if she didn't get a fix of Joe, I couldn't help but imagining music from the movie Inception rolling around in my head. Specifically the theme where Leonardo DiCaprio escapes the dream that he was in the opening cutscene of the movie. Ironically, the track is called Dream is Collapsing. Now, for those of you who've seen the movie, you'll remember that all too well. I've personally seen Inception over 1,000 times. It's one of my favorite movies ever. And my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Oh my god, I apologize for my stuttering. I don't normally stutter, but, you know, when I do, it's a bit weird, but, you know, I just rail with it. So anyway, so the woman named, ironically, her name was Karen. So Karen started to shake in anger, as in, you know, she started to rumble. Every part of her being started to rumble. The baristas tried to calm her down, but it wasn't going to work. Karen was in way too deep in her own volition to back down now. The people around us, in the store were utterly confused, disgusted, and cornered. Well, not cornered, concerned. In a way they were cornered, concerned all at once. As much as I wanted to continue to witness the meltdown of the snowflake Karen, I felt like I needed to say something to calm down the situation. So I was like, "Excuse me, Karen." I just asked her one question. Her head cocked immediately to my direction. She wasted no time whatsoever to berate me for no good reason. She was like, "Oh my god, shut up! You're the reason the universe is in shambles! My dream is collapsing because of you! You're probably a Trump supporter, which makes you a horrible human being by default! Get out of my face! Stop staring at my chest, you lesbian whore! You don't even know what I'm capable of! I don't care if you're bigger and stronger than me! I will flush you down the toilet like the dirty, dirty woman that you are! Hey, you are not my mother!" Okay, that's quite enough of that. Yeah, all I did was try to get her attention, and she says all of this nonsense. At that point, I've decided to not reason with her, as she was clearly beyond reason. I just didn't give a shit anymore. So I decided to escalate the situation further. You know the recent phrase that anime moms like to say a lot, you know, in recent anime, you know? Ara, ara! Ara, ara! Ara, ara! Yeah, basically, I just repeated that phrase over and over again to piss her the hell off. For some odd reason, I wanted to see how far I could take it. She was like, "Oh my god, stop it, stop it, stop it! Ah, you're triggering me! Oh my god, you're triggering me! I'm being triggered! Ah!" The more she screamed like that, the more I continued. Ara, ara! Ara, ara! Ara, ara! Ara, ara! Eventually, she got so angry and fumigated that she went on an angry rampage, breaking everything in her sight in the Starbucks. Like, she was Tommy Wiseau in the room. You know the scene where Tommy goes on a rampage over his heartbreak over Lisa, like, towards the end of the movie? It was basically like that. Karen was a living, walking conniption. And it was glorious. Utterly glorious. Oh, yes, the manager never showed up to mediate the situation. The manager never showed up since said manager was absent for the time being. The other customers tried to stop her, but alas, it proved futile. There was nothing much that they could have done. When she was done trashing the place, she then set her hormonal periodical sights on yours truly. Karen charged towards me and barrages my stomach with a flurry of white girl punches. Fortunately for me, I have rock-hard abs as sculpted as a track and field woman, so all I felt are little tickles. Yes, her punches tickled like little feathers. All I can do is smile and let her exhaust her energy while she attempts to punch me. Notice the air quotes, the metaphorical air quotes on the word punch. Oh my goodness. After a minute or so, I decided to disrupt her momentum and break the combo, so to speak. A combo breaker, if you will. If you played any of the Killer Instinct games, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say that I decided to perform a combo breaker on the petty Karen. She falls to the ground after a sudden uppercut to the jaw performed by me, and she whines like a little girl. Surprisingly, her mouth wasn't bleeding, but she was struggling to get up. It was actually a shame, really. I really wanted for her to get up, guns a-blazing, so I can perform an ultra combo on her. You can tell I'm a nerdy, middle-aged woman. I'm quite rare. Anyway, the cops finally arrived. They came into the Starbucks with, surprisingly, the manager alongside with them. The manager was a young Indian man named Mudahar. Not only is he from Canada, but he and I like to play Dungeons & Dragons with a group every Thursday. I was surprised that he worked at a Starbucks, but You know, who am I to judge? But yeah, we love playing D&D every Thursday. Well, technically it's not D&D, it's a similar tabletop game called Pathfinder, but nonetheless, it's the same thing, really. Anyways, he recognized me immediately, and he was about to say something. Before that, I say something that surprisingly saved my middle-aged ass altogether. I was like, this vile woman touched me inappropriately. I simply punched her out of self-defense. Munahar looked at both police officers with very stern faces. He stared at the officers for 5 seconds each. It was quite climactic. Then they all collectively shrugged and took pathetic little Karen away. The other patrons in the store applauded, and in the heat of the moment, with the music track, with the music track time from the movie Inception playing in my head, I bowed to the patrons and the staff. It was a glorious moment for me, for some bloody reason. The moment was fleeting, however, so I decided to seize it while it still lasted. Lasted for about 10 minutes, lasted longer than I expected. 10 minutes? Oh my god, it was so wholesome. 10 long, wholesome minutes. It was beautiful, hilariously cringy, but beautiful. And this all happened yesterday at the time of this podcast episode airing on whatever podcast platform you may be listening to this on. Again, apologies for the sniffles. But yeah, Karen legitimately thought that she had the upper hand against me. Then all of a sudden, I decided to bang bang pull my devil trigger and lay her to waste. And Karen got her just desserts. The thing is, I don't even know if she's going to jail or not. I decided not to press charges, so she's probably going to get a fine or something or whatever. I personally don't care. I just hope that I don't see that poor excuse of a Caucasian female ever again. Honestly, that woman was repulsive, progressive in all of the wrong ways, and so bloody full of herself. Ugh! Makes me wriggle and writhe. Well, anyhow. Wow. Well, I said I didn't want to go all over the place, and I did the exact opposite of what I said I was going to do. I went all over the place for a bit there, with that whole story. I went from World War III to an encounter with a member of the Karen species of human. My goodness. Okay, so I don't want to make this pilot episode too long, as it is the pilot, but I'll end it off with one more topic I wanted to discuss. Now, with my encounter with a Karen, there is a particular theme that goes along with this whole story, and that is the theme of anger. Anger itself is a double-edged sword of an emotion. It's a double-edged sword. It can be beautiful and sexy, but it can also be dark and depressing. And in some cases, it can even be hilarious and quite awkward. Anger can go in so many different ways if left unchecked. For example, if you're stuck in a toilet, trying to get a random stool out of your butt, and you're pushing and pushing, and no matter how hard you push, you just cannot get that shit out of your bunghole. It can be really easy to give in to your anger and hatred, especially if you have no toilet paper, no stool softener, no laxatives in reach, no prune juice, nothing to help you. With the only other option left being to get up with that submarine caca sticking out of your ass. To be honest, I would be fuming. I'd be fuming too if that would have happened to me. I would be bloody furious. I mean, bollocks. I would have a literal conniption on the spot. But it doesn't have to be that way. Why give your rage the upper hand? The first step, in my opinion, to controlling your anger is to first realize that the situation that you're angry about is not as bad as you are making it out to be. As in, it's not the end of the world. If you feel like there is no hope right away, it'll cloud your judgment. I swear it will. Believe me, I know from experience. If you feel overwhelming anger of a situation, take a few minutes and breathe. Personally, I like the Polish athlete Wim Hof's method of breathing. You know, I get more out of breathing fully in and breathing in partially out, making my body more alkaline instead of breathing fully in and fully out. But everyone has a different methods of breathing and calming themselves down, so do whatever works for you. But I recommend breathing personally. Now, if you do decide to breathe, breathe slowly and methodically, and the longer you do, the less intense your anger will have an effect on you. The less intense your anger. As you're breathing, think positive thoughts, whatever makes you feel positive. Because, you know, whenever we feel angry, and I mean really angry at something, We all tend to think immediate negative thoughts. Oh, she's a bitch. I'll make her pay. Oh, I'll never pay the mortgage in time. I'm going to be homeless. Oh, I'm literally at the last of my health being at kill percent fighting my opponent grand finals at my local Super Smash Bros. Tournament, and I'm going to lose since my opponent has a stark lead against me. Oh, woe is me. You see, this is what I call a knee-jerk reaction from the lizard brain, or our primitive brain for that matter, you know, the part of our brain that relies more on instinct rather than logic in reasoning. And don't get me wrong, instinct is very important, but it should not be relied on 100% of the time. Have you ever heard of the phrase, don't trust yourself? Well, this is exactly what I mean. One will fall into habitual tendencies that are undesirable if one lets it, of course. You know, therefore, it's very important not to fall into knee-jerk reactions, especially when it comes to negative thoughts. Breathe slowly and methodically, long enough to make yourself realize that the situation is not as bad as you would make it seem to be. The situation is solvable, and it requires a cool head to solve calmly and proficiently. It requires a cool head to even realize that your situation is solvable, no matter how solvable it may be. Whenever you're angry at someone, or if you're pissed at not being able to pay your bills on time, or whenever you're this close from losing a tournament set against your opponent in a fighting game, while your opponent has a major lead upon you in terms of health and the game wins over you. My point is this. Never give up. Never ever give up. Even if the situation is as dire as experiencing severe constipation with no way of taking the turd out with both your bare hands, never give up. The excrement will come out, eventually. Maybe you can call a friend to come over and bring toilet paper and stool softener for you. Maybe you can violently shake yourself while you are sitting on the toilet while the turd breaks off piece by piece over time, making it easier to push out. Maybe you can squat on top of the toilet seat and hope to open the anus further, so the crap can go out more smoothly. Do you see what I'm getting at, love? There are options to your problems if you can just chill the fuck out and think for a moment. Understand? Okay, wonderful. Now, there are obviously many factors that go into the emotion of anger, and what I explained to you is only a mere taste of what a person might experience with regarding the attention and the intense emotion of the, you know... You get what I'm talking about. What I talked about is mainly a mere taste of what someone would go through, you know, when experiencing anger. I'm not going to go any further into this, since I don't want to make this episode too long than it already is, and I'm already stuttering. But moral of the story is this. Use your emotions as a positive guide and not as a negative escape. The former mindsets can destroy you positively and negatively all at once. And I'll leave it at that. Okay, I think that's long enough for a pilot. Okay, I think that does it for the very first episode of the Remzi and Riles podcast. I hope you like it, and if you do, please don't hesitate to follow it, save it, download it, or whatever you choose to keep up with the show as it updates. Like I said, I plan for this to be a weekly podcast. I might shadow drop some bonus material every now and then, you know, such as game reviews, movie reviews, anime reviews, things of that such. I may read a little fanfiction here and there. Who knows? Who knows? Anyways, that's it for me. Feedback is appreciated, and I will see you all next week. This is Remzi and Ryle signing out. Teedle, teedle, teedle! Teedle, teedle, teedle. What the ass? I am a weird individual.